Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
This is G. Wright coming to you live from the Baltimore area. I love to say Baltimore, Washington area. And this is the Heart Love Radio Show coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook Live. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Hope you guys are encouraged tonight. What's going on, GB? I got my mom in the house. What's going on? It's so good to have everyone out here tonight. So much is going on tonight. What's going on, GB? Just getting ready for the show. That's about it. Everything's going pretty well. Just one of those nights I'm a little tired. But you know what? I am going to believe and keep on believing that God has some great things, even though I am a little tired tonight. Now, when it came down to what I was going to talk about tonight, I was like, okay, Lord, what am I going to talk about? You know, sometimes you have those days when you had to go into your archives. Today is one of those days I had to go into my archives. What's going on, GB? What's going on, Brandon? What's going on, Cheryl? I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you guys for tuning in for tonight. I know there's so many things are going on right now, but I'm believing that God's going to really, really talk to us tonight. And I went into the archives, and what the message tonight, you could call it Take Cover. Take Cover. You know, Take Cover. That's the title for tonight's message. What's going on, Brandon? Take Cover. And I'm coming from Psalm 32, verse 7, which states this. It states, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble. And surround me with songs of deliverance. Sorry, my mind went somewhere. Psalm 32:7 says, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. What's going on, Ernest? I appreciate you guys for coming through. Thank you, Daryl and Mike, for showing me some love on Facebook. Basically this, just like a child runs to his mother or father for protection from life as a child, so can we do the same and run to the Lord, who is your hiding place, who is my hiding place. We have some place where we can run. And so the Lord, your hiding place, is another title. But, you know, Take Cover came to me because sometimes I feel like in a war, and I know I've been talking about war. I feel like I've been doing heavy warfare. And sometimes when we're going through things and we're seeing God move in our lives and we see God answering our prayers, we have to remember that the devil is always out there. You know, we have to know that God is our protector and that we can run to him. Take cover. You know, the battle is like scripture says, the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. You know, take cover. Being able to know that we can run to the Lord, who is our hiding place. And the fact that he will protect us from trouble and surround us with songs of deliverance. And this time is good to know that we are not alone. It's good to know that we can run to the Lord, that we can run to him with our problems, that we can run to him with our cares, that he is our hiding place. We don't have to fight the battle by ourselves. The best thing for us as Christians is to remember that we do not have to fight the battle by ourselves. We are not alone. The Lord, your hiding place. First point, the Lord, your hiding place. Hiding, when you think of the word hiding, what do you think about? I think about this, hiding. To cover something or someone from being found. When you hide something, you're protecting it. You're covering that thing from being found. A place, an area with definite or indefinite boundaries. A portion of space. A place. That's the definition I feel like for place. An area with definite or indefinite boundaries, a portion of space. Now let's talk about the word hiding. To cover something or someone from being found. A place where you can feel secure and okay to be vulnerable. That's what I think of the word hiding. To cover something or someone from being found. And then the fact that Psalm 32, verse 7 says, "You are my hiding place." That hiding place is a place where we can feel safe with the Lord. What's going on, big brother Ken? You know, so that's how I look at the word hiding, to cover something or someone from being found. Place, an area with definite or indefinite boundaries, a portion of space, somewhere you love to retreat to. You know, I don't know about you guys. What's going on, Evangelista? What's going on, Rob Dobb? The Lord, your hiding place. It's nothing like being in a place where you can feel safe and feel vulnerable to go to the Lord and to be that place where you can be free with him. He's our hiding place. Blessing to you, Evangelista. What's going on, Waddles? Yeah, Big Brother Ken says this, my hiding place, refuge. All right. I'm asking, what is your version of, what do you think of when you think of the word hiding place? Big bro Ken said, refuge. Good evening, Waddles. Good evening. You know, we're coming from Psalm 32, verse 7, and I hope you're doing well. What's going on, Cameron? I like that word when you say, Ken, refuge. The Lord is your refuge. You feel safe. I look at it's that running to the Lord who is my hiding place. You are my hiding place. When I think of the word hiding place, when referring to the Lord, I think of that place where I can be safe to be vulnerable. I can be that place where I can be safe to be vulnerable and know that I don't have to worry because he has me. Well, see, we have to rest assured and know who God is, and we have to remind ourselves who he is. What's going on, Renee? Brandon says this, we talked about Psalm today in Bible study today. Listen, I'm loving this, Brandon. Each week you come back, you're saying everything we're talking about here is exactly what you guys are talking about at your church. Hey, Renee. And we're talking about, the title again is Take Cover. Take Cover. What do you think about when you think about the Lord as your hiding place? Brother Ken said, my hiding place is a refuge. I say that the hiding place with the Lord for me is a place where I feel vulnerable. I feel comfortable to be vulnerable. Brandon says this. When you think about safe, about the Lord is your hiding place, he says this, safe and comfort. Yeah. I look at a place. I'm loving this. I'm loving what you guys are saying. Refuge, safe and comfort, a place where I feel comfortable to be vulnerable, and I can relax in the fact that the Lord has me, a place where I can go and hide. Because listen to this, when you're dealing with life, when we deal with life issues and dealing with people, we have to know that we have a place where we feel comfortable. You know, children have that place with their parents generally, where they can run to their parents and they feel like, okay, I am safe with mommy. I feel safe with daddy. I know that mom and dad are going to protect me. You know, it's great as Christians to know that we have a hiding place in the Lord. and that he will protect us from trouble and surround us with songs of deliverance. I want you to know that, Waldo says this, a place to run to when we're under attack. I love that. I love that, Waddles. A place to run to when we're under attack. You know, remember I was talking about being comfortable and making sure that we don't get to a place where we're too comfortable? Knowing and realizing that we are in a war, and knowing and realizing that we do have an enemy. And when God, when we experience certain victories in our lives, we have to understand that the enemy is looking out to seek to kill, steal, and destroy whomever he can. But the greatest thing is that when the enemy comes against us like a flood, the Lord raises up a standard against the enemy. And he provides that way of escape. He provides that way of escape. I'm glad that I can say that you, talking about the Lord, is my hiding place, that refuge, that place where I feel comfortable to be. I feel safe. I'm vulnerable because I know that he, this is my definition of it, the place of thinking about the hiding place, I feel comfortable to be vulnerable because I know he has me. And I know I can run to him. In a war, guys, sometimes even in this life, we forget sometimes that we have an enemy. We forget that when those victories come, we forget that sometimes we have to still stay alert. As you said last week, don't fall asleep on the watchtower. Because when you have a great week and then you're saying, like, why am I going through these things? I don't know if you guys went through that this past week, but this past week I went through that whole thing of why am I going through these things? Why am I feeling these certain emotions I wasn't feeling before? Why am I feeling this certain energy from people? I want you to understand that when the Lord is working in your life, that you do, that the enemy is there, you know, but God tells us that we can run to him. He tells us that he is our hiding place. He reminds us that he is our hiding place. He reminds us that he is right there with us and that we are not alone in this thing. You know, somewhere where you love to retreat to, that hiding place, when you love to retreat to that place. What's going on, Tarlin? What's going on, Kezia? I want to encourage you, like, stay in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. The Lord, your hiding place. You know, there's nothing like being able to run to the Lord, being able to cry out to him and say, look, I need you. I need you to work in my life right now. I need some guidance. I need this. And that he will do that if you just trust and believe. You know, do you guys understand what I'm talking about tonight? Is that making sense? Am I making any sense tonight? What's going on, Daryl? What's going on, man? What's going on, Evangelista? Am I making any sense tonight? You know, what's going on, Brian? I'm going to tell you, Brian says amen. I got to tell you this. I was in this place, and God just had to remind me, you know, because things happen, right? Thanks, Brian. Thank you, Brian. I'm going to make sure I'm on the right track here. God had to remind me that, look, hey, not everyone is for you. Not everyone wants to see you prosper. Not everyone wants to see you make it. And even though we have victories in our lives, the enemy is there to still kill and destroy. But it's good to know that when the enemy tries to come against us, God is saying, hey, remember who I am. I am that place where you can come and you can run to and you can hide. Because I've got your back. You know, and that's why I had to remember. I had to remember. And, you know, and remember to stay prayed up, to pray every day, realizing that the enemy is there, but realizing that God is greater than a problem. God is greater than a situation. And the enemy is always looking for that door of opportunity to throw us off track. Take cover. Just remember who God is. He is your hiding place. that place where you can go to when you're dealing with life's issues, and you just say, look, Father, I need you. And sometimes you can only say, Jesus. Have you ever been in that place where you only say, Jesus, you know, please give me the strength. But I'm encouraged today that, because I know that the Lord is my hiding place. I know that everything I've gone through has brought me to this point. To this point, this place in my life, we can never forget that, who he is. You know, John chapter 15, verses 1 through 4 says this, guys. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. You know, stay in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. You know, that's what we got to do. The Lord's your hiding place. You stay with him. He's going to stay with you. No branch, again, can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Evangelista says this, the power that lies within. And we know that the Lord is our only hiding place. And when we truly seek him, he is there to listen, to take it all from us. He is there to guide us, to console us, to uplift us. Because we know we have lots of people in our lives that love us, but only the Lord can be our safe place. Mm. He never, never fails us. Oh, yeah. Mm. Evangelista. To get there, we have to become on our P's and Q's. Mute the outside noise. Focus, pray, fast, talk honestly, wholeheartedly. Seek, and you shall find. It's a beautiful thing, brothers and sisters. And that's what I call deep. Thank you for sharing that, Evangelista. And I love what you said, that you said a lot of great things in this, in your response, Evangelista. I love this part. You said this. You said, he is there to guide us, to console us, to uplift us. Because we know we have lots of people in our lives that love us, but only the Lord can be our safe place. He never, never fails us. You know, that's profound. And I love that part. We have lots of people, because we know we have lots of people in our lives that love us. That's true. But only the Lord can be our safe place. He never, never fails us. Only the Lord can be our safe place. You know, not the people, not our closest friends. No, God will have our back every time. He never, never fails us. And I like what you said after that. To get there, we have to be on our P's and Q's. Mute the outside noise. Focus, pray, fast, talk honestly, wholeheartedly, seek. You shall find. It's a beautiful thing, brothers and sisters. And that's why I call deep. Thank you for sharing that, Evangelista. Thank you for sharing that. Brandon says this, oh yes, but God is my everything. Yes, even for you. And Brandon, if you guys don't know, Brandon is one of my old students. Very, very good young man. Great mom, who has great mom, who's doing a great job with him. And Brandon was saying also Psalm 23. Thank you. I love Psalm 23, Brandon. What's going on, April? And you know, the thing about it is this, we need to stay in the Lord, trust in the Lord, and know that when we do that, we can have that relationship. And there's some things we've got to do on our part. And so tonight I'm talking about the Lord, your hiding place, the different parts of who the Lord is in your life. Then also this, the Lord, your protector. So not only is the Lord your hiding place, the Lord is also your protector. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 8. If you got your Bibles, Turn to Proverbs chapter 2, verse 8. And this is what it says in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 8. I'm glad you guys are with me tonight. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Again, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. In fact, we can even go beyond that, go above that to the verse before that, Proverbs chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. What's going on, Miss Cynthia? Brian says, amen. You know, the Lord, your protector. You know, God will protect you from trouble. You know, and one of the things about it that Evangelista has said a few minutes ago was concerning the things we have to do. There's some parts we have to do on our part. Like we have to mute the outside noise, focus, pray, fast, talk honestly, wholeheartedly, seek, and you shall find. You know, so there's some things we have to do. Waldo says, amen. What's going on, Mississippi? You know, think about it is this. The Lord, our protector, he will protect you from trouble. We have to acknowledge him. And he is faithful, and he will protect the faithful ones. Protect him. He will protect the faithful ones. You know, and being faithful, not forgetting who he is, not forgetting to worship him, not forgetting to seek after him, as Evangelista said, when you seek him, you will find him. You know, the Lord is your protector. Not only is he your guiding, is he your hiding place, but he's your protector. And one thing is we have that issue sometimes with acknowledging him. And sometimes we want to just acknowledge him when we find ourselves in a rut. Sometimes we just want to acknowledge him when we find ourselves in a place where we feel like, oh, I can't do this on my own. Now I need you as my protector. But after you've done this thing, Lord, I'm going to go ahead and do my own thing over here. I got it from here. No, we have to acknowledge him in all our ways. And when we do that, he will direct our paths. We have to acknowledge him. He will protect us. He is faithful, and he protects the faithful ones. The question is, can we be faithful ourselves to the Lord? Can we be faithful when he's brought us out of those trying situations? Can we be faithful to him in the good times? Or are we too busy having fun and we're not ready? Remember last week's message about not falling asleep on the watchtower, not being like the virgins, the five virgins who were not ready, you know, who were not prepared. You remember we were talking about that? Yeah, what's going on, Karina? Remember we were talking about that last week, you know? And one thing I want to say, yeah, Mom, love you. You know, one thing I want to remind you guys that, like that song that Yolanda Adams sings, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Allow God to protect you. I think sometimes, what's going on, James? I think that sometimes we find ourselves in that place where we're trying to protect ourselves in our own might. You know that allow God to protect you. Allow God to be your protector. And part of that means being obedient. When God tells you no and God tells you stay, he says not yet, don't jump the gun, you know. Brian says this. Brian says Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. Let's go and see what that's talking about. Matthew 7, 7 through 12. Okay, yeah. Thank you, Matt Brian. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, know how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. Thank you for saying that, Brian. Hey, Karina. How you doing? What's going on, Abe? What's going on, Pastor Don? What's going on, Amy? Tonight's message is titled, Take Cover. And we're talking about the Lord, your protector. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for sharing Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. You know, what's going on, Brian? But, you know, the biggest thing is this. If we can allow God to protect us, it will keep, it will save us. It can save our lives. It can save us from going through unnecessary issues and unnecessary drama if we'll just listen to what he's trying to say to us. And I love, like Evangelista said, muting the outside noises, muting the outside noises, the outside noises of life, the outside noises of situations. Because you know what? When you're trying to focus on the Lord, listen to this. The enemy will always try to get us off focus. You know, also our personal desires, the flesh will always war against the spirit, you know, and because we're going to focus on something. We're either focus on God or we're not going to focus on God. We're going to focus on light or we're going to focus on darkness. We're going to focus on positivity or we're going to focus on negativity. But either way, we have to allow God to protect us. We have to be willing to be obedient to things that God is trying to do and is trying to say in our lives. Now, how about this? God will keep you in the midst of your circumstances and situations and raise up a standard against the enemy. God will keep you in the midst of situations and raise up a standard against the enemy. Have you ever been through a situation? You just said, Lord, how long do I have to stay in this situation? How long do I have to be in this situation? Thank you, Amy. Amy says this, thanks for sharing God's word with us tonight. We all need it oh so desperately. Amy, thank you, Amy, for saying that, Amy, because I was like, is this the right night to have this or should I put this off? But I felt like God was saying, no, still come, still talk, and hopefully some people will come through tonight. So I'm glad for you guys coming through tonight. I was wondering how many people were not going to come through tonight. So thank you, Amy, for coming through. You know, and I pray that this is touching your heart as well. Hey, Reagan. Psalm 91, verses 14 through 16 states this. It states this. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him, protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So we're saying the same thing, guys. The same things that you guys are saying is coming right back with the scriptures that I'm saying. So it's good that God is working and talking through us tonight. Ms. Cynthia says it's old to be kept. Brandon says this, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. To steal and destroy. Yes, he does. But we have to remember that the Lord is our protector, and the only thing we have to do is call on him. Only thing we have to do is acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. He will keep us, and he will answer us. We have to seek him, and we have to believe him. Thank you for sharing, Brandon. Hey, Reagan. She says hello to everyone. Brian says this, daily we have to go to our secret place so we can talk with the Lord. And I want to thank you for saying that, Brian. I'm going to read that again. Brian says this, guys, daily we have to go to our secret place so we can talk with the Lord. That secret place can be that place where the outside noises can't get to. That place where you feel comfortable, that place in your house, that place in your spirit, in your mind, where you can go to and commune with God and have that special time with the Lord. You know, I love when you say that, Brian. You know, it's not enough to just be about the work of the Lord, but we have to spend some time with the Lord. You know, I think about Martha and Mary. Martha was so busy. Like, Mary, what are you doing? You need to stop sitting there at Jesus' feet. We have work to do to get this house ready. You know, and she's like, no, she's doing the right thing. She's doing a better thing. No, we have to spend the time with the Lord. We have to spend a lot of time with the Lord. How can the Lord be your protection if you're not spending any time with them? Ooh. Let me tell you guys, I go back and I listen to these podcasts sometimes just to hear the things that come out my mouth sometimes, things that God's saying to me, through me, to us, and things you guys are saying. I go back and reread these things, these notes. You know, how can God be our protection? This is powerful. How can God be our protection if we don't spend time with him, who is our protection? Brian says, Psalm 27. So when you guys get a chance, turn to 27, Psalm 27, where it talks about the Lord is my light, my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Verse 2, when evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. That's powerful. Thank you for sharing that, Brian. And make sure you guys get a chance to read the rest of that later on tonight. Waldo says this, meditate on his word. That is so true, Waldo. We have to meditate. What's going on, Peter? We have to meditate on God's word. We have to spend the time to meditate and know what the word is saying, know what God is saying to us through his word. You know, I believe that time is coming, guys, where we have the liberty right now to read the Bible. We have liberty where we can read. You know, that there might not be a time where we will be able to openly read the Bible. The way things are going is crazy. You know, so let's know the word of God for ourselves. Let's spend time to know what his word is saying, what he is saying to us. Brandon said, our war room. Yeah, go to that war room. Thank you, Brandon. Brandon says, go to that war room. That place where you can really, really just pray and spend time with God. We need to do that daily. Cynthia says this, that's my song. Psalm 91, that secret place under the wings of God. Yeah, under the wings of God. You know, there is protection under the wings of God. You know, when you stay in that under the wings of God, listen, when life comes at you and the enemy, those darts are coming, and you're in under the safety of God's arms, there's so much protection. Protection from the cares of this world, protection from people's lives, from deception, from so much evil. You know, we have to find that secret place. We have to find that secret place. Reagan says this, that's true, Brian. When we spend time with the Lord and his word, the Lord will hear us and reveal things to us. His word will keep in my heart always. Okay, I think you're saying, I will keep his word in my heart always. I believe that you're saying. That's what you're saying, Reagan, right? What's up, Gerald? Brandon says, Psalm 1. Well, I love Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. You know, listen, God will keep you in the midst of situations and raise up a standard against the enemy. One of the things we have to do is this, submit to the Lord, submit to your protector. You know, sometimes we're supposed to be submitting to the Lord, our protector, and sometimes we're fighting against the Lord. We're fighting against the Lord. We're fighting against the one who's supposed to be our protector. He's trying to protect us, and we're trying to say, no, Lord, I want to do it this way. You know, submit to your protector. You know, why do you think sometimes we have that issue with submitting to the Lord as far as being our protector? Why do you think sometimes we have that issue with submitting to the Lord, who our protect? Personally, I really feel like this. I feel that sometimes we have an issue with submitting because we don't want to let go of the reins. We want to call him Lord, but we want to really tell the Lord what to do. We don't want to listen, really submit to what he says, because he might say something we don't want to hear. He might say no. So we try in our own strength sometimes, only to fail. But I think that we're in that time, that day, and that age where we have to understand that God is just trying. God is our protector, and we can go to him. Brian says this. Check out 1 Peter 5:7. So you guys get that. Take a chance. Check out 1 Peter 5:7. Evangelista says this. See, sometimes the human part of us takes us on a roller coaster ride. I love that, Evangelista. That's true. We forget who's our God and how mighty he truly is. We go through tough situations and we go seek help or guidance to family members, or to family member, a deacon, a spouse, instead of going to the source that's within us. That's so true. Instead of going to the hiding place, we must add the statement to our daily affirmation, Lord, you are my everything, and then name what he is to you. For instance, our Lord and Savior. Lord. For example, Lord, you are my strength. Lord, you are my rock. Lord, you are my protector. Lord, you are my healer, and etc. We do this daily, and it becomes a part of your daily living. It gets embedded in your mind and spirit. Thank you for sharing that, Evangelista. That is so true. Basically, what we're doing tonight is basically what you just now said right there. The first point I talked about was the Lord, your hiding place. Then I'm talking about the Lord, your protector. And she's basically saying, make that affirmation, positive affirmation, and saying who the Lord is to you, and say that daily. So when you're going through something, you can remember the Lord, you are my hiding place. Lord, you are my protector. Lord, you are my everything. Lord, you are! Exclamation point. You know, what's going on? Deborah says, yes. What's going on, Donnell? Welcome. My mom says, hallelujah, say so. And that's the truth. You've got to say that. And I love what you're saying, Evangelista, because, guys, we have to speak positive affirmations. We have to speak positive. We have to speak over our lives, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. We have to speak and tell the Lord who he is in our hearts, who he is in our lives. You got to take that time to do that. What's going on, Iron Mike? You know, the Lord, how about this? The Lord, your surrounding force. The Lord, your surrounding force. You know, God will surround you with songs of deliverance. I don't know if you've ever had a bad day, whether you can sing or whether you cannot sing. Have you ever had one of those bad days and you just start singing? And then you feel so much better. You feel so much better. Listen, when you're going through, sing. Well, you are my hiding place. I love that song. His song titled, You Are My Hiding Place. I love it. You know, the Lord will be your surrounding force. And God will give you songs of deliverance. Like this, it says right here in Psalm 32, verse 7, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. God will give you songs of deliverance. And it's nothing like being in that situation where you have to just call out and just say, Lord, I need you. Even if you cannot sing, just say, Lord, I need you. And feel so much better. Feel those chains. Feel the heaviness break off. Have you ever been in one of those situations where you just felt heavy and you just start, if you can't sing, you start doing saying those positive affirmations. Lord, you are my protector. Lord, you are my hiding place. Lord, you are my peace. Lord, you are my joy. And you just feel that heaviness break off of you. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever dealt with that? Wilder says, amen. What's going on, Travis? Wilder says, amen. I know I can just tell you guys this. I've done that. I've been through that. And I know for a fact God will surround you with songs of deliverance because he's given me songs of deliverance. And sometimes, even with the music that the Lord has blessed me with, I have to go back and I have to listen to the message because the message really came from him. It's not a message I just came up with. It's a message that came from him through me. Evangelista says this. Yes, listen to Kari Job song titled I Am Not Alone. I'm gonna listen to that, Evangelista. Thank you. Amy says this. You need to do a daily night devotion for all to hear every night before we all lay our heads down for the night to rest our minds. There's nothing better to wind the day down with than to hear the powerful word of God. What a joyful noise to hear after long, exhausting days. Praise God, Amy. Please say a prayer for me, Amy. I'm believing God to do some things, and I need to go into my secret place so I can get the instructions. But please keep me in prayer about that. Thank you so much, Amy. My mom says, true that. Thank you, Mom. True that. You know, how about this? God will touch your heart with melodies that will encourage you and bring you through hard times. You know how it is, guys, when you have that favorite song that you want, that you've got to hear every night or every morning. Listen, God will touch your heart with melodies that will encourage you and bring you through hard times. There's some songs that I'm not gonna say this. This is not a plug, guys. This is not a plug, okay? But my latest single, Shake It Off. You know, it's like sometimes God gives us these messages, right? You just gotta listen to what the message is saying. And that's a melody that really encouraged me and brought me through some of the times I'm going through now. Shake it off. Shake off the negativity. Shake off the doubt. Shake off oppression. Shake off depression. Shake off heartache. Shake off the fear. Shake those things off. And that's a song that's really, really brought me through in this season in my life. And that honestly is not a plug. I'm being serious. That's the song. What's the song that's brought you through some of your hardest times? What's the song that you're listening to right now that is touching your heart and that's encouraging you and bringing you through your hard time? Deborah Water says this. I do every night and every morning. Praise God. My mom says, amen. Renee says this. Sometimes you have to let go and let God. You know, and I love that song right there, Renee. Let go and let God. Yes. As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends. I let go and I let God have his ways. That's when things start happening. Yeah, that's the song to check out too. Let go and let God. Evangelista says this. Yes, he will. And the breakthrough feels so great. Yeah, Evangelista, that breakthrough does feel so great. Yeah, Wanda says, shake it off. Yes. Renee says, shake it off. Such great words. Praise God. Thank you. Miss Cynthia says this. Yes, he will touch your heart and give you joy and peace. You know, Evangelista says, how great thou art. You know, one of my favorite hymns is Great is Thy Faithfulness. Great is Thy Faithfulness. I love how great thou art, Evangelista. And then she says, it is well. I love it as well. Without You by Kirk Franklin. Oh, yes. Yes, Without You by Kirk Franklin. And I have to say this. Another song that I listen to sometimes is Gregory Brown. Gregory Brown is an artist, is a gospel songwriter and artist too. Dance Like David. I love that. Dance Like David. So I'm telling you that, Gregory Brown. Dance Like David. Dance like David.
Mm.
Deborah says this, it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day will never lose its power. I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling encouraged already just reading these song titles. Listen, melodies and the songs that God's given us will encourage you. It will encourage us and bring us through some hard times. You know, I know that that song, those songs, so many songs you guys have missed, have mentioned, have definitely brought me through some hard times. You know, Ephesians chapter 5 says this, and y'all can keep on talking about the songs, because those songs are really encouraged. I'm feeling lighter already. I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling encouraged already. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Oh, Lord. They said, sing it, G. I just had to say that after Waters wrote that. I just couldn't help it. I had to sing it, guys. You know, it reaches to the highest. Some, he would not come down. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, Waddles. He would not come down. All right, Donnell says, sing, sir. But you know, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 20, guys, says this. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Music is so powerful. That praise and worship is so powerful. And why do I put this under the Lord, your surrounding force? Because God will surround you with songs of deliverance. Music is powerful. Music, you know, praise and worship will break the yoke. It will break the heaviness that you might be going through. It will confuse, the praise and worship will confuse the enemy. Something happens when you praise the Lord and you praise him for who he is, not just for what he's done, what he can do, or what he's doing, but you praise him for who he is and watch the Lord work in your life. Encourage the Lord, encourage yourself in the Lord and watch what happens on the inside of you. What? Again, encourage yourself in the Lord and watch what happens on the inside of you. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 says this, guys. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. You know, music is just so powerful. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes when you're by yourself, listen, you encourage yourself in the Lord. And when the praises go up, the blessings come down. When you lift up the name of Jesus, something happens on the inside. God begins to work in your situation. He begins to change you through and through. Something happens, you know, because music is powerful, guys. Music is powerful. Miss Cynthia says this, He's God by Edwin Hawkins. Rest in peace, Edwin Hawkins. You know, He's God. I'm gonna listen to these titles you guys are saying. Miss Renee says, Amen. You know, the Lord your hiding place, the Lord your protector, the Lord your surrounding force. And I feel like God is saying to us tonight this, remember me. Remember me. Mm. Now, before I even go there, I'm going to read what Gregory Brown says. He wrote this about Kirk Franklin. Without you, nothing in this world is for real. Without you, it's like having a heart that won't heal. Without you, we're just actors on a stage. Without you, we're like a child who's lost his way. Without you. Mm, Kirk Franklin. Yes, Renee loves that. I love that too. I love that too, Gregory. Without you, nothing in this world is for real. Without you, it's like having a heart that won't heal. Without you, we are just actors on a stage. Without you, we're like a child who's lost his way. Without you, I'm Kirk Franklin. Thank you for sharing that, GB. My mom loves that too. You know, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, after like God, what is God saying to us tonight? What do you feel like? What are you getting from this message tonight? I feel like God is saying to us, remember me, remember me, remember me. Don't turn to people to solve your problems. Call on me. And it's funny, like I said this tonight. One of the things I did say tonight is that it seems like everything that's being said, you guys are saying it even before. Because Evangelista had already said that. She had already shared that we cannot go to other people to solve our problems. We have to go to God ourselves. And here, that's why I wrote this. I wrote this down here. Don't turn to people to solve your problems. Call on me. God wants us to call on him. But we have to remember who he is. You know, who is he? What does the word God say he is? Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Jehovah Nisi, our banner. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Makadesh. You know, we have to know who he is. You know, and then who is he in your life? What does he mean to you? But just remember this. He wants you to turn to him. God wants us to turn to him to solve our problems, not to our deacons. You know, sometimes God has placed angels in our lives for us to go to, but God wants us to go to him first. You know, go to him first. And then look, don't look back. Don't look for people to keep you from harm. Turn to me. You know, sometimes we run to people. I need this. God says, come to me. Come to me. God wants us to come to him. He wants us to remain in him. He wants us to know that he will protect us from trouble. Oh, yes. I love that song, Renee. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. That's my mom's, one of my mom's favorite songs. And I love that song, Renee. Renee wrote, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. That is a statement. And that's also a song too, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn to God. Turn to God. Miss Cynthia says this, always remember Jesus, always keep him on your mind. Oh, yes. Always remember Jesus. Always keep him on your mind. Amen. That's a great song too, Miss Cynthia. And they says, yes. You know, God wants us to turn on him. He wants us to call on him. He wants us to turn on him. And then listen to this. Don't abuse people, things of yourself to take your mind off your problems. Praise me. Again, don't abuse people, things, or yourself to take your mind off your problems. You know, face the problems head on. Face your situations head on. Be honest about it with God. Dwell in him who is your hiding place. Dwell in God who is your hiding place. In order he will protect you from trouble and surround you with songs of deliverance. Remember this, guys. Nothing, no one can keep you like God can keep you. You know, call on him, turn to him, praise him. And I'm going to tell you this, take cover. Take cover. If you're the title of this message, the message will be called Take Cover. Take cover in the Lord. Take cover in his ability to keep you. One thing you have to do is just acknowledge him. Keep him first. Run to him. What are some takeaways that you got from tonight's message? You know, I just believe this, guys. I believe that that when we submit and allow God to keep us, he will bring us new things, new people, and new possibilities into our lives. One thing we have to do is just keep our eyes on him. Stay in me, and I will stay in you. John 15:4. Stay in me, and I will stay in you. Basically, remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Take cover. What's up, Gregory? Take cover. Waddle says, yes. Take cover in the Lord. Know that the Lord is your hiding place. Know that he is your protector. Know he's your surrounding force. And whatever God is for you, whoever God, I'm trying to say this in the correct way. Whatever God means to you, make those positive affirmations. You are my peace. You are my joy. You are my everything. And say this every day. Say this every day. And remind yourself that you can go to the Father because of what Jesus Christ has done for you and for me on the cross. He is your hiding place if you allow him to be. He will protect you from trouble if you allow him to. He will surround you with songs of deliverance if you allow him to. The question is, will you allow God to be your hiding place? Will you allow God to be your protector? Will you allow him to be your surrounding force? Will you do that? Renee says this, my takeaway is that we need to keep God in the front of us. He is our protector. If we put him behind us, we will not be protected. Thank you for sharing that, Renee. That is so profound. That's true. If we put him behind us, we will not be protected. But we put God in front of us. He is our protector. You know, we need to keep God in front of us. He is our protector. If we put him behind us, we will not be protected. That's so true. My takeaway is this. We need to remember that we need to go to God first. Before going to people, what does God have to say about our situation? What does he say to us in our word, in his word? And then what is he saying to us in our prayer closet? You know, so that's my takeaway, is that we don't need to turn to people. We need to turn to God first. You know, what's your takeaway, you guys who are still here? What is your takeaway? And even if you don't even say it here, make sure you put it on the page so we can hear, so we can read it and see what your takeaway is tonight. What did you get from tonight's discussion? Evangelista says this, that's why supporting this show and folks who take time to seek him for growth then puts out what they learn or receive to people like us is important, because although most of us know all this, we need reminders. We need a loving nudge to put us back on track, because we may have strayed away, or we might just go off. We might off just got lazy, or we might not so busy with life. We forgot we are built with the source. All of us need redirecting, but redirect us with love. That's the key. Amen, Evangelista. Amen, Evangelista. And I love the fact, I love you guys who come every week, because I'm encouraged from you guys. I'm encouraged from you guys. And I pray that you're encouraged from whatever I'm saying. And we're encouraging each other. That's the biggest thing. We're encouraging each other with love. We're not cutting each other down. You know, we're encouraging each other with love. Amen. Thank you, Evangelista. Waldo says this, God is closer even nigh unto our tongue. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. All right, Waldo. Yes. What's going on, GV, back in the house? Oh, I love that. God is closer even nigh unto our tongue. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Hey, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Wow. I love these hymns. I don't know about you guys. I love hymns. You know, I just want to just go somewhere and just sing right now. Evangelista said, yes. Amen. I just want to go somewhere and sing. But I know it's getting kind of late. But I just encourage you guys to take a few minutes tonight to really just pray and ask God to just to redirect your heart, redirect your life, and to then affirm yourself in it, and say who the Lord is to you, and thank Him for what He's done, for what He will do, and what He continues to do in your life. Take that time to spend some time with God tonight. And I just encourage you guys to be blessed. Please share this message on your page. And I pray they will bless someone else as well. Well, yes, Evangelista says, hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand. God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. If I had my piano, I would just go ahead and start playing. I'm going to have to go ahead and do that a little bit tonight. But I just want to say God bless you guys. You guys are getting me started tonight. Miss Cynthia says this, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Miss Donnell, Pastor Donnell says this, we appreciate your ministry. Thank you for the spiritual recall. Thank for reinforcing what God has already promised. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Blessing to you, Gregory. Thank you so much. Bless you too, Pastor Donnell. Yes, Evangelista says yes. You know, you guys are getting me started tonight with these hymns. I love these hymns. What's going on, Tim? Listen, I pray God will bless you guys. I pray you have a great night. I thank guys for coming through. My mom says, thanks for sharing the good news. Great is thy faithfulness. And that's one of my favorite songs right there, Mom. Great is thy faithfulness. And I want to say thank you guys again. I love you, Mom. Love you guys for coming through. Thank you so much. God bless you. Be encouraged. Know that God loves you. And so do I. Don't forget. Just say thank you. Thanks, Waddles. Thank you for allowing God to use you. God bless you. We love you. I love you too, Waddles. I love you too. And we're going to talk about some Waddles soon, because Waddles is doing some great things down there, and God's moving into her life. And just like He's moving in your lives, and I cannot wait to hear your testimonies. We need to have a testimony section next week to just testify and about what God is doing and has been doing in your life. Renee says, thanks for the message. God bless. God bless you, Renee. Big hug, big hug. And I want to say God bless you guys. Be encouraged. Know I love you. And be encouraged and just do what I was saying. Take a time out and spend some time with the Lord, okay? God bless you guys. Have a good night. Thanks for coming through tonight. Period. Have a great night.